محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. میرے بھائیو دوستو بزرگو، اللہ تعالیٰ کے لاکھ لاکھ شکر ہے کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے ہم سب کو آج بابرکت والے دن میں مسجد میں آنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی کہ جناب کریم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں کہ جو شخص جمعے کے دن اچھی طرح وضو کرے کہ احسن الوضو، کہ تمام نوافل تمام سنتیں ادا کرے وضو کرنے میں اور اچھی عطر لگائے اور اپنے گھر والے کو بھی ترغیب دے غسل کرنے کے لیے، پھر نماز کے لیے مسجد کی طرف وہ آئے، ہر قدم کے لیے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اس کے گناہ کو معاف کرتے اور ہر قدم پر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اس کو اجر فرماتے. جب مسجد میں آئے اور نماز کے لیے انتظار کرے اور کسی کو تکلیف نہ پہنچائے، کسی کو کسی طرف تکلیف نہ پہنچائے اور خطبہ کو غور سے سنے اور امام کے ساتھ نماز پڑھے، اس کے بعد اللہ خود فرماتے ہیں کہ میں اس بندے کی گناہ آج سے لے کر اگلے جمعے تک تمام گناہ میں معاف کر دوں. اور یہ بھی نہیں، اور مزید تین اور دن، کل 10 دن کے گناہوں اللہ تعالیٰ نے معاف کر دیتے. یہ فضیلت ہے جمعے کے بھی. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پہلے جتنے امتیں آئی، یہود و نصارہ، یہود کے بارے میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے ان کو کہا کون سی دن تم چاہتے ہیں کہ جس دن میں تم اللہ تمہارے رب کو عبادت کرو، انہوں نے کیا اختیار کیا؟ انہوں نے اختیار کیا سنیچر کے دن. نصارہ کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے کہا کہ کون سی دن تم کو چاہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کو یاد کرو، اللہ کی عبادت کرو، ان کے اختیار کے اتوار کے دن. لیکن امت محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو یہ نہیں کہا گیا کہ کون سی دن تم چاہتے ہیں، لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ نے خود فرمایا تمہارے لیے میں نے اس دن جمعے کے دن میں خود اختیار کیا. یہ اس امت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی فضیلت ہے. اور یہ بھی نہیں، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں یا ایھا الذین آمنوا کتب علیکم الصیام کما کتب علی الذین من قبلکم لعلکم تتقون. کہ ایمان والو تم پر روزے صیام فرض کیا گیا، تم پر فرض کیا گیا صیام، روزے فرض کیا گیا، جیسے تم سے پہلے جتنے لوگ آئے، یہود و نصارہ، آدم علیہ السلام سے لے کر نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تک. تو جس طرح ان پر فرض کیا گیا، تم پر بھی ہم نے فرض کی. تو صیام کے لغوی معنی کیا ہے؟ کہ رکنا. اور شریعت میں صیام جب لیا جاتے ہیں تو اس کے معنی ہوتے کھانا پینا اور جماع سے رکنا. یہ صیام کی لغوی اور شرعی معنی. اسی وجہ سے روزے کے اندر ہم کھانے پینے اور جمع سے ہم رکھتے. پھر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ یہ روزہ رکھنا فرض کیا کس مہینے میں؟ وہ رمضان. یہ 9ویں مہینہ اسلامی کیلنڈر کے اندر، یہ 9ویں مہینہ ہے جس کے نام رمضان ہے. رمضان کے لغوی معنی ہے یعنی جلا ہوا زمین. اور بعض علماء کہتے ہیں کہ رمضان میں جو اچھے اعمال کیا جائے وہ برے اعمال کو جلا دیتے. رمضان لعلکم تتقون، کہ یہ جو روزے رکھے رمضان کے مہینے میں، یہ متقی میں سے ہو جائے گا. اور یہ صرف کھانے پینے اور جمع سے رکنا نہیں لیکن غیبت سے رکنا ہے. اپنے آپ کو غیبت سے بچانا ہے, اپنے آپ کو تمام بری اعمالوں سے بچانا ہے, اپنے آپ کو جتنے گناہوں کے کام ہیں ان سے بچانا ہے, اور اپنے دل کو خالص صاف کرنا ہے. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ. O believers, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ, fasting has been prescribed upon you. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ has been made compulsory upon you. The way it was made compulsory to those who were before you. Who was before us? From Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam. The communities that came before the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jewish community, the Christian community. And the same way, we have to fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory for them to fast. But it doesn't necessarily mean the way we fast, they fasted the same way. No, it wasn't identical fasting. It was in a different way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting compulsory upon us in the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan, it is the ninth month of in the Islamic calendar. The ninth month. The literal meaning for Ramadan, it's an Arabic word, and it comes from the word Ramida. Means severe, hot, burning ground. Burning ground. So some scholars have said that it is this month where your good deeds will burn off the bad actions. This is the month where not just the literal meaning for siyam, fasting, is in the dictionary. Arabic dictionary means to abstain. This is the literal meaning, to abstain, to keep away from something. But when this siyam is used in the Sharia, it means abstaining from eating, drinking, and sexual intercourse. This is the meaning of siyam when it's taken into Sharia. Brothers and sisters, it is very, very important for us that we need to understand that it is not just abstaining from food and drink. This is the month, remember, where we should be abstaining from all the evil actions. We need to prepare ourselves. Let's make this month the means for us to make ourselves a better believer. Make ourselves a strong believer. This is the month where we should make our inside, our soul, purify our souls. Purify our souls. Make our souls a clean soul. So that the good actions, the good words, words of wisdom, all the good words, the good advice we hear from our latibi, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, we listen, it will automatically enter into our hearts. Now what happens, my dear brothers and sisters, when someone advises us, what happens? Do we take that very nicely? Or we first thing comes into our hearts is, who is he to tell me? Or the first thing that will come into our heads or our hearts is, oh, why is he telling me to do this? Who is he? Or who is she? We think negative. Why? Why do we think negative, my dear brothers and sisters? It's because our hearts are filled with sins. We have hardened our hearts. How did we harden our hearts by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We do not understand the amount of time we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts become hard. And our hearts is so hard that any type of advice is given to us, we do not accept. We are not ready to listen to that person. We look at the person who's giving us advice, we do not look at or listen to the advice that's given to us. This is how shaitan is playing his game. So if we don't clean our hearts, our souls, in this blessed month of Ramadan, then how can we let the good things, the advice, enter into our hearts? How can we let all the good things enter into our hearts?
You can't hear anything. You have to hear me. So don't stay. You can't hear anything.
How can we let all these good things enter into our hearts? My dear brothers and sisters, this is the month, a blessed month, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the blessed month, شهر رمضان, أنزل فيه القرآن, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran. This is the month of Quran, where the Quran, the blessed book, was revealed. This month is very special. The worst thing that a person can do is let the month of Ramadan come and we do not utilize, we do not get our sins forgiven. This is the worst a person can do. When the month of Ramadan enters and he goes, and he did not get his sins forgiven. He did not get his sins forgiven. How can we be, you know, how can we lose this opportunity? This is the opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks out for excuses for us to go to Him and ask for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Where every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down into the first heavens. Into the first heavens. This is heavens, the first heavens is this earth, this universe. Allah comes down here. He Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will announce, Ala min mustaghfirin faghfir lahu. Is there anyone, and even in the night, 15th night of Sha'ban, He will say, Ala min mustaghfirin lahu faghfir lahu. Is there anyone who wants to be forgiven? Is there anyone who is asking for forgiveness? I will forgive their sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again, Ala mustarziqun farzuqu. Is there anyone who asks for the rizq, the sustenance, the wealth? I will give you wealth. And this is at the time of Maghrib, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ala mubtalan bik. Is there anyone who is facing hardship? Is there anyone who is facing difficulties? فَأُعَافِيهِ. I will solve all the problems. Allah Himself will announce that on the night of Sha'ban, and every night, in the last portion of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this announcement. until ala kada, Allah will say, is there anyone who wants this? I will give you that. Is there anyone, whatever you want, I will give you, just come and ask during the night. Hatta, until it is Fajr time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there all the way till Fajr. He will be making the announcement, what do you people want? Forgiveness? Is that what you want? فَغْفِرْ لَهُ, I will forgive you. Is it wealth that you want? I will give you wealth. Are you facing difficulties? Are you having family problems? Are you having problems at home? Husband and wife, with children, with parents? Are you having problems? Are you in discomfort? Members of family, are they ill? Come to me. I am the one, Allah says in the Quran, أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. Allah says, I am the one who makes you cry. I am the one who makes you laugh. أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. I make you laugh, I give you all the best times. Everything in your life, whatever you want, I give you, you are happy. Good family, happy family, good wealth, good health. Everything around you is brilliant. You're happy. أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. I take things away from you for test. I may take someone away from you in your life. I may put some problems into your life or around you. Then what happens? Are we still happy? No, we change. We're sad, we're unhappy. We're crying. We're in stress. But my dear brothers and sisters, we need to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. Allah says it clearly, I am the one who gives you happiness and good times and bad times. Return to me. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become God-fearing. You become God-fearing. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during this month of Ramadan, like Azhar, I was saying, if this month comes to us, the blessed month of Ramadan, and we do not get our sins forgiven, then we are, my brothers and sisters, in a big loss. In a great loss. This month will come. Who knows, we live till the next Ramadan. So as soon as the month of Ramadan is here, it is our duty to encourage one another. Help each other. Help each other, encourage each other. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. That help each other, ta'awun, helping each other, bir wa taqwa, in piety and in all the good things. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, transgression and sins. And don't help each other, don't encourage each other towards evil. And as I was saying before, our hearts, we need to clean our hearts. Why? Because it's filled with darkness, with sins, and our hearts is hardened. How can advice, how can the Quran affect our hearts when we recite the Quran? How can the love of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter in our hearts when our hearts are hardened? We may say we love Allah. We may say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what are we doing to show this love? Is our hearts clean? Have we cleaned our hearts to put the lifestyle, to put the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts? We need to clean our hearts. And let this be the beginning, my dear brothers and sisters. When Ramadan begins, let's make this aim, let's make intention, insha'Allah, by the end of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our minor sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our major sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleans our heart, and from then, insha'Allah, the year after, the months after Ramadan, any good advice from no matter who it is, we listen to the advice and we are ready to act upon the advice. This is when we'll know that our hearts are soft, is cleaned. When any advice comes to us, and without even negative thoughts of the person who's giving us advice, we think, and we're ready to take, accept the advice, then think that our hearts are clean. This is our duty. This is our aim, my dear brothers and sisters. If we don't clean our hearts, especially during the month of Ramadan, when else can we make our hearts clean? This is a big excuse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very blessed month of Ramadan, for us to clean our hearts. This is the main thing, not just fasting. Yes, fasting is there. Keeping ourselves, abstaining from food, drink, food, and sexual intercourse. Yes, this is the main thing, but along with that, with all the other evil acts, we should abstain from all those things. And when we abstain from all those things, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do more good actions, and we listen to more good things, slowly, slowly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe off the bad actions that we have done from our records. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the ability to act upon what has been said.
Ameen.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.